Have you ever watched a cat or dog basking in the sunshine? Animals always make time to stretch out in the golden calm in a garden or city ledge. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. In our busy lives, it's become harder than ever to prioritize the slow rest that heals our souls. Just watching your pet lazily sunning itself can be a startling reminder to slow down. God calls slowing down to rest a holy thing. Holiness means being set apart like God. So God made rest a sacred part of our routines and weekly rhythms. It's true that God gave us work and made us to find purpose and pleasure in it. But He also gave us a pattern for regular, rejuvenating rest that's essential before we start to work again. Many of us feel guilty resting or try to earn it by overworking before we rest. Others rest too much, not enjoying it in the context of regular work. God promises to bless the rest done in that context of work. The Bible says, on the seventh day, God had finished His work of creation, so He rested from all His work. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when He rested from all His work of creation. What makes your soul and spirit feel like your pet basking in the sun? Is it time in nature or a meal with friends and family? Sometimes it's as simple as sitting and listening to the birds and enjoying a cool breeze on your face. Whatever your rest looks like, the next time you find yourself slowing down, know that God is in that rest, ministering to you. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To hear this again, read or share this, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.